the famous thinker. This time it's big.
Yes, this work quickly became very popular. First it was enlarged and cast in bronze and placed in front of the Panthéon in Paris. Then Monsieur Rodin sold other copies which are found around the world.
But you told me that this character in The Gates of Hell is called the poet.
I'm pleased to see that you pay such close attention to what I tell you, Zach. It's true. The master identified him with Dante and gave him this position, leaning forward, to observe everything happening down below, in hell. Two sculptures he admires inspired him for this figure's position. One was by Jean-Baptiste Carpeau, and the other by Michelangelo, who he thought was the greatest of them all. In each of their works, we see a man deep in thought.
He's reflecting.
Yes, the master says that the thinker depicts an artist. Sometimes he says that it's himself, that he made his own statue.
But how are the enlargements made?
For that, Monsieur Henri is the best. Henri Le Bosset. He uses a pantograph for sculpting.
A pantograph?
Yes, that's a tool that is also used to enlarge drawings. To explain simply, we could say that it's made up of compasses that are connected to each other. One is small and one is large. When you draw with the small one, the large one makes the same drawing, but larger. In Monsieur Henri's case, he draws in clay rather than on paper.
I'm not sure I understand.
Monsieur Henri uses a tool which, at one end, feels the contours of the sculpture he's reproducing. At the other end, and in much larger dimensions, his tool sculpts clay. This is how he manages to reproduce exactly the subtlest details in the master's work.
So, if I understand correctly, everything that Mr. Henri makes is then molded in plaster?
Exactly!
They're crazy, these sculptors!